Today on VFN TV, Turkey just shot down a Russian fighter jet. Is this the beginning of World War III? Is this the Archduke Ferdinand moment? We're also going to be talking about the price of oil. Why is it so low? And we're going to give prophetic insight from Jonathan Kahn about the Paris attack and so much more happening right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light.
This is what I saw this morning. The United Apostates of America. Boy, when I saw that, my heart dropped. But it really set it for me that America has become, by and large, apostate now.
Deep-seated cultural codes, religious beliefs have to be changed.
We've got our back up against the wall in a way that we haven't before. You're going to have to bow or you're going to have to burn. But we're choosing to stand up, and if we burn, but we're not going to bow.
It was quite a shock for us because we used to watch the news on TV that ISIS took over Mosul, but we've never thought someday in a few hours we'll be out of our homes.
I mean, we're talking about not a 25-year, not a 100-year storm, but probably a storm that may never have been seen and may never be seen again.
We haven't seen this level of rain in the low country in 1,000 years. That's how big this is.
We in the administration and the government should give voice to the plight of Muslims living in this country.
I've come here to Cairo to seek a new beginning between the United States and Muslims around the world, one based on mutual interest and mutual respect, and one based upon the truth that America and Islam are not exclusive and need not be in competition. Instead, they overlap and share common principles.
We already know the news. We're trying to change that news.
You have to be blind not to know that America is in real trouble.
Christianity started as a relationship in Israel when God came to man. It went to Greece to become a philosophy, to Rome to become a religion, to Europe to become a tradition and part of the culture, and then to America to become an enterprise.
What I got so clear in a dream last night that I believe is pretty imminent for our country. They were invading the Southwest United States. There were droves. It was coming like a plague. They were ranked in these gangs, and these gangs were like military gangs. They had military equipment, but their ranking was based, I think, gained by their cruelty and by their insatiable desire to be even more cruel in the way they killed people. This was far more diabolical than ISIS. I mean, what I saw, just cutting off people's heads would have been merciful. It's pretty imminent for our country, the United States.
Every day of freedom is like an act of faith. And if we should die trying to live, then at least we die like human beings.
You know, we're at that moment in time, and what are we going to do with it? Understand this, if God's on your side, you're on the majority side, no matter if the whole world is against you.
You were born under an appeal to me, and when there was no way, I made a way. And no matter how bad it looks today, how big the giants look, if you'll call on everlasting God and you'll tap into that covenant, you'll take out these giants.
He asked me to come and pray for him and also pray for the city. Would you extend your hands this way? Father God, we just thank you for our new chief, David Alexander. We thank you for the man of God he is. Lord, you said that the seat of the righteous will rise and the seat of evil will come down. And we just declare those words over the Gulf Coast, God, and we pray, Lord, that we would dedicate the city to you.
We've come this night to Capitol Hill to declare that our God is not Baal, our God is not Moloch, our God is not government, our God is not money, our God is not power, not pleasure, our God is not political correctness or any other man-made thing. We've come to this hill to declare that there is only one God, and he is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He's the God of Israel and of all nations. He alone is the rock upon which this nation has come into existence.
If you want biblical times, you've got it. You want the book of Acts? It's coming. You want the days of Elijah? It's here. It's time to become the Elijahs of the day.
But think about these seven mountains of culture. You could call them the religion mountain, which would be the church mountain, the family mountain, the education mountain, the government mountain, the media mountain, arts and entertainment and business. When we go into these mountains and make disciples, we can change the world.
May I say just a word to those of you who are struggling against this evil. Let me say to you to always struggle against it with Christian methods.
How many times have you screamed and yelled at your TV because of secular media was saying things you know wasn't true, some sort of political persuasion? They were given 5-second blurb to a miracle of God, and you got upset with it. But you go back to it again and again and again. What can you do? This is an answer.
Lord, raise up mighty men and women. Raise up young people. Raise up voices, not echoes. Voices that can come through and make politicians and judges shake in their boots. Raise up prophetesses. Put a sure word in their mouth. Let it hit the news channels. Let America know God is not through with America. Revival! Revival!
With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm John Ramos, and I'm filling in today for Greg Lancaster. And joining me in a few is Steve Kalaszewski. Well, today's program, we're going to be talking about what just happened in Turkey. Turkey just shot down a Russian fighter jet. This is a pretty big deal. Right now, I mean, Russia's been so involved in what's happening in the Middle East with Syria and is propping up Bashar, which is the president of Syria right now. And my goodness, these things are happening so fast that if you blink, you're going to miss it. These are truly the days of prophetic fulfillment. But that was a very, very big thing that happened. And you don't know, but this could be the beginning of World War III. I mean, Turkey has repeatedly warned Russia not to fly into their airspace. And in this particular case, they warned the pilot 10 times. And the pilot refused to comply, according to reports, and it was shot down. And according to NATO agreement, because Turkey is in NATO, Article 5 says that if Russia, let's say, retaliates, and Putin has said there will be consequences, then now other nations are going to be responsible for defending Turkey. This could be the beginning of World War III. I want you to watch this as CBN shares more with us and gives us some more details. Watch this.
We know that the discussions were definitely cut short as we hear of this news. Yes. About the, you know, the Turks had shot down this Russian plane. Mm-hmm. Might this lead to a war between Russia and Turkey? You know, what's going to happen?
You know, I don't see that happening, and I tell you why. It's because an attack against Turkey, this is not just a violation of Turkish airspace. It's a violation of NATO airspace because Turkey is a member of NATO. And so when the Russian pilot violated the airspace, it wasn't just Turkey, it was NATO airspace that was being violated. Now, if Russia attacks Turkey in response to that, the NATO members are obligated. An attack against a member of NATO, against one member, is an attack on all members. Russia will not want to attack a NATO member.
Amazing.
Yes, and they did violate the airspace, yeah. And the Turks say they warned them 10 times before they actually shot them down. So obviously Russia was in error here.
Amazing. What more can you tell us about the incident?
Well, we've learned that it wasn't just one Russian Air Force jet that was shot down or that was present in the skies. There were two. So they only shot one of them down, Charlene, but there were two there at the time. And then we've learned that one of the rescue helicopters, one of the Russian rescue helicopters that went to actually rescue the pilot who parachuted down from the aircraft, was actually shot down by rebel fighters in Syria. So also a helicopter was down, not just the Russian jet.
Well, the two countries seem to be at odds, even though Turkish President Erdogan said that his country harbors no enmity towards Russia.
Well, maybe not directly towards Russia, but obviously towards Russia allies. Turkey is very much opposed to the Assad regime. Erdogan is an enemy of the Assad regime. He wants to see it finished, and he wants to have access and control and influence over much of Syria, especially that area that is controlled and occupied by the Kurdish minority. They've had problems with the Kurds over the years, the Turks have, especially the PKK, the rebels from the Kurdish militia, the PKK, that have had raids inside Turkey. Mm-hmm. So they want to control especially that northern part of Syria where the Kurds are. And the Kurds told me when I was in the Kurdistan area of Syria just last spring, they said, look, the Turks are using ISIS against us. So the Turks have supported ISIS, and they've done it to maintain control and to minimize the influence and the effect of the Kurdish militias there.
What's the danger here of this incident or another one like it in the future?
The danger is this whole region of the world is very volatile. And again, as I said earlier, an attack against a NATO member, Turkey, is an attack on all members of NATO. If Russia were to aggressively go after Turkey, then all the NATO members, including the United States, France, Britain, Italy, the Netherlands, Germany, they would all have to join in and fight Russia. And that, I think, no one wants to see happen.
Wow, we are certainly living in some very serious days. And all of this is happening in the backyard of Israel. It's so important that we be on alert, that we're watchful, and of course that we continue to pray for the region and our servicemen that are in the region, as well as the safety of all Israelis. When we get back from this break, we're going to continue to talk about what's happening in the Middle East, and particularly what's happening with oil. Join us when we get right back from this break.
This is VFN-TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I want to say this, you know, I want to thank all of our VFN-TV partners who stand with us.
Yes.
It's amazing how we're standing together to be able to do this. And we have so many things as a thank you for our, you know, your partnership, as you know. We have an entire partnership area, you know, in regards to what's available there. But today, as a matter of fact, this right now we have an offer for our VFN-TV partnerships of a free gift for you for those that partner today. It is a weapon of peace. And you think about it. Jesus said in John 14:27, peace I leave with you. Peace I give to you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not be afraid. Trust in God. Think about this. That all these things that we're hearing as believers, you know, we can have peace. I mean, you look at this guy right here. I mean, you look at him kicked back and relaxed and this is how we should be. This is exactly how we should be. And if we don't have that peace, it's like, I have what the world has because he gives us this peace. And so I want to encourage you. We have that available for you right now. You can call. You can go online at VFNTV.com, as you're seeing right here. You can call, go online at VFNTV.com, a partner now, or you can go to, you see the mailing address. You can even mail in your gift, a gift of any size whatsoever. And this gift's available for you in DVD or CD. You request it.
And as a partner,
that is amazing.
You want to get this because you may be able to share this with somebody else. Today, so many people are struggling with anxiety and stresses and fears.
Right.
And there's nothing like the peace of God.
Right.
And you can introduce him to the Prince of Peace. So please get this, be a part, and share it with a friend.
And it's a weapon. You think about it. You know, if somebody's breaking into your house, you grab a bat, you grab a gun, you grab something to protect yourself. Well, here we are, and all these things taking place in the world right now. He's left us the weapon of peace. He tells us to have our feet fitted with the gospel of peace. Where we're walking and what we're doing, you got to have this peace. And this is a message that's going to really encourage you. Just want to give it to you for your partnership of any amount. Like I said, go to VFNTV.com. You can call or you can write and join the many partners that are keeping us going. And we want to keep the light shining all the way around the nation.
That's right.
And around the world.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. You know, we are in some very serious times, Steve. Mm-hmm. As you know, we've discussed many times on this program. And the question is, are we on the verge of World War III? From the beginning, we've been talking, you know, extensively that this could possibly be an Archduke Ferdinand moment. If they've been so many, this, you know, the Archduke, you know, Ferdinand moment was when he was assassinated and
no, you know, this seemed like a seemingly small thing. No one even really knew who this man was at the time. And who knew that it would be, you know, be the beginning of World War One. And so oftentimes we have the tendency to overlook events and say, oh, that was no big deal. And, you know, they're really not going to start a war. This would never happen. But how many times have we said that over and over again? Oh, this small group of, you know, radicals, they're not going to do anything. And then they start terrorizing the whole Middle East and do terrorist acts all over the world and all over the globe. And it's time to start really paying attention that the situations in the Middle East are so volatile that at any moment, really, one thing can, and you're not dealing with reasonable people. I mean, you're dealing with people like Putin and Assad and people in Iran. Listen, people have an agenda, believe it or not. They have an agenda. Mm-hmm. And a lot of what's going on with Russia has to do with oil. I mean, they understand that they cannot survive outside of oil. Some reports are that their half of their budget is based upon oil selling at $100 a barrel. Mm-hmm. It's selling at about $50 a barrel. And they can't last much longer without any revenue. So all their involvement in the Middle East stems from they want a pipeline. They want control. And they want to be a major player in oil in order for them to survive. Well, they're going to do whatever is necessary for their survival. And it's just really amazing what's taking place. And many people are talking about Ezekiel 37, 38. You know, what is the prophetic timetable? Where are we in all of this? And what we want to do is have a what we call a connect the dot moment, where we bring into the program some of the things that we discuss in an earlier time in our program's history and kind of connect those dots with what we said in the past to what's actually going on right now. I want you to watch as Greg begins to talk about, is this the beginning of World War III? Watch this.
Did you know that President Woodrow Wilson ran on, we will never go to war? And he's the one that promoted the whole concept of war and realized that there had to be a war because people quit buying our had to get involved in the war, I meant. He promoted us getting involved in the war that started in World War One because we weren't involved in it, because he realized that people quit buying our products and he could not have big government if, in fact, they were at war because they're spending all their money on war. So he ran for not going to war. Did you know that FDR ran for not going to war?
Mm-mm. Wow. That's why.
What is the guy that had that movie about President Kennedy? What was this, the movie? The Grassy Knoll.
Way back when.
Oliver Stone?
Oliver Stone, yeah.
Yeah, he said this other day. He said the other day, he said, governments lie.
Imagine that.
I know. But you just don't want to believe it.
No.
Right.
But how many times do you have to, like, really? So the thing is, it's just, you know, abide on everything that you hear. Mm-hmm. But here we are right now where we are seeing the world pushed. And you understand there was a Ferdinand moment where a particular person got killed, and then that just progressed like dominoes and eventually led us into a war. And there's been so many of them right now. It has been amazing, and it's like God is holding and keeping us back. But I want you to hear first, because we're going to talk to you about three things about World War III. And this is a prophecy that was given by Jim Baker with about a war beginning in the Holy Land, how God had shown him this war beginning in the Holy Land. And this word was given in 1999. And then we're going to talk to you about today, what is taking place today. Listen up.
Now, here's the rest of the things that have not come pass of the 31 things. I know these sound so far out that some of them scare me to say them, but I'll just lay them out and we'll see what happens. There's a possibility, and all of these things can be stopped, most of them can be, if the church will intercede. But there's a great possibility that the Third World War could begin, which will affect and begin in the Holy Land. The possibility of an atomic bomb literally being exploded. God spoke to me the other night. I believe it was God. I saw things that scared me. I saw a bomb being assembled in New York City. There's a possibility this bomb is already being assembled in New York. I believe there's going to be a major explosion in New York. And that is something that has just been spoken to me in the last few days. There will be a great earthquake in Japan, which will bring total financial collapse to the Japanese economy. There will be worldwide economic disasters take place, bank failure, stock market collapse, deterioration of the most trusted stocks, even as Coca-Cola, and this already happened. Coca-Cola dropped within weeks after this was spoken to me. I believe there's going to be many signs in the heavens, in the sun. Great confusion is going to take place in Europe. Literally, there's going to be a call for world leader. And this was the part.
You understand, that is just, you understand, this was 1999. What happened after that? They actually arrested a man in a Ford Blazer or something in Manhattan that he had a bomb that he had built, and that part came to pass. Mm-hmm. But obviously God had mercy and prayers was answered and that bomb was stopped, whether that was the one that was going to be happening or not. But he was building that bomb, as you know, Jim was talking about.
I don't know if you know this, but Nancy, the person we know, her brother was right at that very exact place where that man was arrested in New York City. Yeah. For that bomb, he could have lost his life that day.
Yeah, I mean, it's everybody thinks huge in Manhattan, but really it's just compact.
Mm.
It's just very compact. And
she also bans Yahoo's work from home policy to separate family time from work time.
Absolutely amazing, Steve. I mean, this is prophecy.
Coming to pass.
And it's coming to pass, and it's important that we begin to look back and start connecting the dots and saying, okay, is it that moment?
Mm-hmm.
And what I find so many times is that, you know, we can live life unplugged from reality. I mean, you have the holiday season coming up, or whatever season you're in, there's always a reason to get lost, whether it's shopping or vacation or whatever. Things, you know, that happen in your own personal life. But listen, there's a world that's ticking all around mm-hmm. us, and we have to be engaged. We have to live life with intention and purpose. And many Americans have completely disconnected to what's happening. Many Christians don't even know what's mm-hmm. happening. And it's important that we say, wait a minute, we have to know what's going on. How can we partner with God and pray his will? May your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. How can we do that if we not informed, if we don't know the time and the season in which we're living in?
Yeah, when you look at these events, you know, you look at that and it highlights, you know, where are we on the prophetic timetable? Where are we in the grand scheme of things? Because just knowing these events, that's what you hear us say. It's not enough to know the news. You got to know God's news behind the news. And the reality is, it's just like, if you realize that you were in the last days, would you live your life any differently? Because it's one thing to see the news, but it's just like, okay, how does this apply to me?
Right.
Because yes, we're talking about World War III, but that doesn't guarantee that you're going to be living that. We could die tomorrow. Tomorrow is not guaranteed. So living in that reality of after this life is eternity.
Yeah.
How are we living our lives in the understanding that these are the last days?
These are the last days. And I knew that, you know, from the time that the disciples were walking with Jesus and mm-hmm. after Jesus, you know, returned back to the Father, mm-hmm. you know, they felt they were in the last days. But I'm telling you that never in all of history have all these events crescendoed and converged where, let me tell you, this is really the last days. But we got to look at the end game. What's really happening in the Middle East and what's it all about? And why is the bear, Russia, raising their head? It's about the oil. It's about the oil. Mm-hmm. Men still want to rule the world. It's still about money. And you look at what's happening now. You've been driving around your community in your town, and you've noticed day by day that oil prices, gasoline prices, keep going down below $2. I remember over 13 years ago when someone once told me, you're going to wish that gas would stay around $2 a gallon. You'd wish for the day when it went up to almost $4 a gallon. Now we're back mm-hmm. to gas being under $2, mm-hmm. $1.80 in some places. And the question is, what is going on? Well, right now, there is an overproduction of oil. There's an overproduction. They're flooding the market. And right now, where oil was selling at $100 a barrel, some estimates now that oil is selling now at $50 a barrel. The problem with that is that some countries, like Great Britain, it cost them $52 a barrel mm-hmm. to, you know, to produce it.
Right.
So they're actually losing money.
Right.
It's at a negative. And what's happening is that the OPEC nations are getting together because Saudi Arabia does not want to halt production.
Mm-hmm.
And what's happened is that the United States is actually right now produces and they're on the same pace as those countries in the Middle East as far as their production with oil. And it wasn't a common occurrence before, but because of shaling and what's been going on, the United States is producing quite a bit of oil, and so now there's a lot more competition. Well, OPEC is really these nations that have come together. They're saying and putting the pressure on Saudi Arabia, cut the production. And Saudi Arabia's plan, according to what reports on CNN Money, is that they're wanting to flood out the competition. They want to get them out, liquidate it, make it as cheap as possible, and get the competition out. But some of these other countries are not going to be able to stand the pressure. They won't be able to make it. I want you to watch what is OPEC, because we hear OPEC in the news, and who are these 12 nations, and what exactly do they do? We have a brief segment here that kind of explains a little bit about what this organization is and what do they do. Watch this.
Whenever you hear about oil, the word OPEC isn't far behind. OPEC stands for the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries. It's a group of 12 nations that have a lot of clout in the energy market because they produce about one-third of the world's total oil and export it around the globe. That's about 30 million barrels of oil every single day. It was formed in 1960, the goal to coordinate oil production to ensure that members are pumping enough supply to meet demand. If all 12 countries play by the rules, it can help to regulate and stabilize global oil prices. But there are also plenty of major oil-producing nations that are not part of the OPEC club, including the United States, Canada, Mexico, and Russia. And they don't attend OPEC meetings, and as such, they're not bound by the cartel's decisions. And as these nations have increased their production over the past few years, OPEC's influence in the market has plunged. There's now an excess of oil supply, which has pushed down prices significantly. The price drop has caused political problems in some OPEC countries that rely on oil sales heavily to fund their governments. Well, OPEC's grip on oil may be getting weaker, but it also means lower prices at pumps around the world.
Some reports are, Steve, this is amazing. Some reports are that the Minister of Oil in Venezuela says that oil can go as low as $25 a barrel. A lot of these countries won't even be able to survive. Some reports are that if Saudi Arabia keeps their same production, that within 5 years, they can lose basically all of their resources. I mean, they'd lose all their finances.
Wow.
Imagine that. Huge. Saudi Arabia. And so these are important days. There is a chase. There is a run after the oil and control of it.
Mm-hmm.
And don't underestimate what nations and leaders of nations will be willing to do for oil. But in the midst of all of that narrative, there are people, there are souls that are losing their lives, and we can't get caught up on what all the, you know, oil and money and boundaries and borders. We have to be able to realize it. Listen, how can we get the gospel into these nations and save as many souls? Preach the gospel, preach the good news. This is the time and the hour to do it more than ever, because the world and the landscape and it's changing. It's changing by the day. We're going to go to a break, but before we do, we want to make sure that you hear about the Vine Seminar. It's time to rethink church. Listen, as we're talking about what's happening in the Middle East, as we're talking about what's happening with Russia, borders changing, the missions taking the gospel to the ends of the earth, it's time to reexamine what the church and the original intent of God is all about. You want to go to a Vine Seminar. Do your best to register and share with a friend. Watch this.
So what do you do? I mean, you get this difficulty, difficult times of testament, souls coming to the earth. What does the church do? We just go back to the original intent of the church. It's not as complicated as religion has made it out to be. And it's not hard. But it's the one thing that's being fought the most in society. It's called relationship. It's called loving one another, spending time. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is gentle. Those things only happen in the context of a relationship. Mm-hmm. Discipleship's caught in relationships better than taught in some particular classroom type setting. When you look at the church in its original intent, do you think it did? Was that a mistake? you know, the fact that they were meeting together and eating together and right. and did they just not figure out how to build a huge complex yet? I mean, mm-hmm. what's going on? But then you go back and go, well, the fear of the Lord was there, that miracles was happening amongst them, signs and wonders, mm-hmm. and they dedicated themselves to the apostles' teaching. And but it's really, you know, we went on this journey some time back, you know, understanding what does it mean to be the church, you know, and he says, go ye into all the world, but yet we have this come ye type mentality, right? Mm-hmm. Come ye to my church, come to my building, come to my meeting, come to this thing. And it's like, but no, we're not going out. And by not going out, other things are going out and promulgating something different than the gospel, darkness. And we had to find out we're supposed to be a go-y church instead of a come-y church, that God, as Christians, we're supposed to go out. As we begin to understand that and walk that out and said, you know what, we're going to do, if it takes 10 years, we're going to do exactly what the Lord said, and begin to walk that out. And what we found out and beginning to walk out the pattern of the church, that God loves it. He is so into his kingdom. The fullness of, like, you know, one man said, it was like stepping out of a flower pot into the fourth chapter of Acts, the things that begin to happen. And it's exciting. It's exhilarating. And God wants to be, you know, God, we got the word of God back to the church. We got to get the church to pick it up again. But God wants his church back. He wants us to be loyal to his voice and to follow him. There's only one church, the church under Jesus Christ as the head.
That's right.
And he wants his church back. What we did was we said, you know, how can we put something together to share our experience? We call it the Vine Seminar. You think about it. Jesus said in John chapter 15, he said, you know, it's impossible. It's impossible to be fruitful unless we abide in him, abide in the vine. He says, I'm the vine, my father's the gardener, you're the branches. And so what we did, we came together and we put together what we call the Vine Seminar. It's a Friday, Saturday, and a Sunday. It's a limited amount of seating in it. You can sign up for it at vfntv.com under events. You'll see Vine Seminar there. And we want to just share our experiences. And it's not as hard. It's, you know, you're gonna enjoy church again. If God's calling you to begin to walk that way, then you're going to begin to enjoy it. It's an amazing thing, you know, and I really believe from what we've seen, and that the Spirit of the Lord is so pleased when we come together and love each other and spend time with each other and dedicate ourselves to his word. He shows up in a powerful way and heals and delivers and signs and wonders and miracles and dreams. Find out more. Go to vfntv.com, upper right-hand corner, you see events. Hover over that. You'll see the Vine Seminar. Sign up for it today. It's limited space. Make sure you get in.
Thank you for watching VFN-TV.
This is VFN-TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at vfntv.com. We'll be right back.
In the end, what's really important to you, stuff or your faith and family? With Focus on the Family Minute, I'm John Fuller. Randy Alcorn shares this perspective, suggesting that you think about eternity today.
I think if we look at our lives right now, we tend to just keep thinking as if we're not going to die, and we're not going to leave behind all these assets, and this life is a window of opportunity. So the question that's very healthy to ask is, okay, after I die, what will I look back on and wish I would have done differently? So why not spend the rest of our lives closing the gap between what we're doing now and what one day in the presence of Christ we will wish we would have done?
You'll find more about life challenges and faith at FocusOnTheFamily.com/radio.
Did you know that China, John, is praying in reports I was listening to The Blaze the other day in that television, and that they're praying that we would be humbled, that America would be humbled.
Wow.
Isn't that something? They said that's our only hope. As a matter of fact, listen right now.
Right.
Yeah. Listen to this right now.
We won't only win, we will overcome and be extraordinarily victorious. There'll be a massive revival. It would change the nature and the face of the world.
Talk to somebody from China, and they said people in China are actually
praying for America to be humbled. And I said, thank you very much. And they said they see it over there as the only way the United States will regain its footing is to be seriously humbled. And I have a feeling the humbling is about to begin.
We gained the whole world. We lost our soul. What do we have?
What do we have? Nothing.
Think about that. We are on the edge of some major happenings taking place in the world right now, and the largest part of the church, believe it or not, it's not America. America's only, the entire population of America is only 5% of the world's population, which leaves 95% of 7 billion people who God loves. And the largest part of the church is in China. And our brothers and sisters in China are praying for us. They're praying for us that we would survive. And the key to survival is humility.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
We want to go straight to Jonathan Kahn. He was Rabbi Jonathan Kahn of the Harbinger and the Shemitah. He was just on the Jim Baker Show, and he shared some prophetic insight as to what happened in Paris. And it's always a pleasure to hear what Jonathan Kahn has to say. He's one who hears from God. And he gives us some more insight into what actually happened, what happened in Paris, and what is happening with terrorism and how it's all connected to 9/11, what happened here in the United States. Watch this.
Rabbi, I want to know what prophetic insight, because I've been watching the events over the weeks from Paris, and anything that stops a nation, even the Eiffel Tower has been dark, and they opened it up and then closed it down again. Things are going on we don't know about, I'm sure. But prophetically, what happened in Paris?
Well, it was kind of reminiscent for Paris. It was like a 9/11 for them. And three teams of terrorists carried out coordinated suicide missions across the city, killed about 130 people so far, injured about 350 more, and about 100 are critical. Involved a stadium, involved a restaurant, involved a concert hall. We need to, first of all, as believers, we need to weep with those who weep. We need to pray for the families, pray for the for those who lost people in this, and for the Lord to use it. That's the first thing. Seven of the attackers were killed, and including six of them who blew themselves up with suicide bombs, and they shouted Allahu Akbar as they did this, God is great, which is the Islamic cry, and the one claiming responsibility was ISIS of this. Now, you mentioned, you know, the Pope said this is, well, said that this is part of Third World War now. It was the worst violence in France or in Paris since World War II. It's the first time since, actually, you know, this month is the 70th anniversary of Nuremberg, the trials at the end of the war. Wow. But this is now, so now the thing is, significance.
Okay.
The Harbinger, first of all, the going back to, this is totally within the prophetic pattern and template of the Harbinger. The second Harbinger, for those who know it or those who don't, is called, is the terrorist, the Harbinger of the terrorist.
Right.
And that is that in the last days of ancient Israel, here with a nation that has fallen from God, God allows a strike of terror on the land. And it's a warning. It's a wake-up call. God's not with those people. He's against the terrorists. They are enemies of God. But he allows it to happen. He removes the hedge, allows it to happen as a wake-up call there. And the people who did this, the people who of the Harbinger, the people of Isaiah's time, the people of this whole template that's now replaying, has replayed in America, are the Assyrians. The Assyrians, which, in just a note, there are Christians in Assyria who call themselves the Assyrians as well, not to be confused with them. They are persecuted by the others. But the ancient pagan Assyrians are the literally the fathers of terrorism. It all begins with them, which are the people in Isaiah. In the Bible, these are the people who invented terrorism, gave it to the world, and that's the people who are being allowed to make a strike by God in the book of Isaiah at the time. The beginning of the Harbinger template begins with terrorists. So they are the first ones. They invented it. What is terrorism? Terrorism is is a strategy of using terror to accomplish your purpose. It's using it as a strategy to accomplish your end, to make people do things because you terrorize them.
Right.
And that you'll actually see them. Remember the time when Jerusalem is surrounded, King Hezekiah is in the city, and the ones who have surrounded them are the Assyrians. Now, the Assyrians had just destroyed the northern kingdom. That's the harbinger. When they turned away from the warning, they were destroyed. Okay, so now they come down to Jerusalem. Now, Jerusalem has a righteous king. It shows the difference of righteous leaders. Mm-hmm. So they surround and they say, we're going to destroy you. Well, what they do, it's recorded in 2 Kings 18. Mm-hmm. It says they went to the walls there and they mm-hmm. started shouting out in Hebrew so mm-hmm. the people could understand it. And it says that what are you trusting in, basically? The Assyrian representative says, do not trust. Has any god stood against us? No god has done it. No city has stood against us. We have destroyed everything. So give up. Give in. Let us take over because we will destroy you. Mm-hmm. Well, that right there, what you read in 2 Kings mm-hmm. 18 yeah. in the time of Isaiah, that you see the tactics of the Assyrians. This is terrorism. What they're using right here is psychological terrorism.
Yes.
What they're doing is saying, you know, basically, you have to do what we say because otherwise we'll destroy you. What the Assyrians did is they actually would parade victims to the cities they wanted to conquer, and those cities would just give up because they didn't want to fall into the terror of the Assyrians. So that is the
right.
beginning of terrorism. Every terrorist in the world is related to the Assyrians in one
really?
Way or the other. Every terrorist in the world, it comes from their fathers are the Assyrians. I'm not talking about blood yet. I'm just talking about the strategy mm-hmm. and the spirit of terrorism, which is every single one comes from Assyria. If you look in a history book, mm-hmm. you'll see the Assyrians gave to the world terrorism. And this is the very thing they won't say in the history books, but it's in the Bible, that this was actually allowed by God to be used as a wake-up call or a sign of judgment. So here we have this terrorism is not something just off the – it's central to what we're talking about.
So you're telling us – because you told us 9/11 was the Assyrians.
Well, here's the thing.
I'm not interfering in your service.
No.
This is crazy. Do you remember him teaching this to us?
Yes.
So the same terrorist – that caused 9/11 are connected to Paris.
That all these signs of judgment in ancient Israel given by God to warn them in their last days have reappeared, are reappearing in America. It started with 9/11, which mm-hmm. is a strike of terror, and it has not stopped since. And so what we see in that is the link of 9/11 is, first of all, where do the Assyrians, you know, the Assyrian, ancient Assyrians are a Middle Eastern people. Well, who brought us 9/11? Middle Eastern people, same region of the world. When the Assyrians carried out their terrorist strike on Israel, they spoke to each other. They coordinated in Akkadian. Akkadian is dead. But there's one language in the world, only one, that is the sister to Akkadian, same basic thing, is Arabic. So here, the 9/11 was carried out in the sister language of the Akkadians, which carried out this judgment on Israel. So that's there as well. Then, you know, America, because of 9/11, was brought into a war in the Middle East, was war in Iraq. What's Iraq? Iraq is Assyria. Is Assyrian peoples, it is the descendants of Assyria. So, you know, this whole thing. So that's the first link that the same sign of the terrorist, the second harbinger, came to America. Now that's there. Now, the thing is this, let me say something here. It was while I was, it was here that this kind of came out, that the 1 year Bible, which has a scripture for every day of the year, when you turn, I won't go through the whole thing, but it came out here. When you turn to September 11th in the one-year Bible and you look there, right in the middle is the Harbinger Scripture. It's about the attack on the land, the attack of the Assyrians, the strike of terror, the bricks falling. It's about even the sycamore falling. All the things that would actually happen on 9/11 was already there in the one-year Bible before 9/11. Appointed for September 11th, the first warning strike of terror of a nation was all there.
Wow, this is truly amazing. Mm-hmm. And I'm so grateful for this prophetic insight because we get to see what is the spirit behind terrorism and how it's automatically connected mm-hmm. to the Assyrians. But it's time for us to go to a break. When we get back from this break, we're going to continue to talk about this. But I want to talk to you about the special offer that we have for you, $19.99. It is called the Sign of the Lord's Return. Are you ready? Listen, for your partnership, any amount, doesn't matter, any amount, we want to get this to you because you want to be ready, not just for yourself, but you want to make sure your family's ready. You want to make sure your children are ready, your grandchildren, your neighbors. Jesus Christ is coming back. And the question is, are you ready? I want you to watch this and see how you can get connected and get this special offer today.
You know, we got to begin to rethink being the church. Mm-hmm. And one thing that's very important to understand right now, we have an offer for you. It's offer $19.99, and it's number 1999. And it is called, you know, this is a conversation that I had about, you know, signs of the Lord's returning, because we're in those days. This is like the times of the signs of the Lord's returning. And it's very important to ask the question, are you ready? A lot of people are so into end time things and that type of stuff. And I'm not saying the world's coming to an end, but as you can see right here, it's you know, signs of the Lord's returning. Are you ready? And you even see the scripture right there. You see the scripture where he says, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangels, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first.
Wow.
And others will go to meet him in the air. I mean, this is in those days. And, you know, there's a lot of questions that you can have, but the most important question we need to know the answer to is the one that Nicodemus had, which is, how must I be saved?
Yes.
You know, not all these theories and stuff. And also I talk about in this to help you, and this is totally yours as a gift for partnering today, is the signs. What do these signs particularly mean? This battle for the Temple Mount that we're talking about, this is a sign of the Lord's returning. When you look at what's happening with our own nation, when you're seeing, you know, the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association putting out their magazine Decision saying, prepare for persecution, prepare for when a nation turns its back on God, basically it's saying, these are signs, are rapidly moving signs, and you need to be prepared. We just want to give this to you, your partnership for any amount at all. And as our partners, we're doing this thing together. God knows. He sees us. He says, listen, I command you. This is the command to be the light of the world, to be the salt of the earth. And you can partner today by going to VFNTV.com and click on Partner Now, which you can see. Or you can write to us at 6500 North Pensacola Boulevard, Pensacola, Florida, 32505. Or you can even call 844-408-3688. And it's so important to understand how to connect. This is how, I mean, you want to, when the Lord returns, and he is, and we're going to all stand before the throne of God, you want to be able to say, you know what? Together, I stood with VFN-TV to be the light, to keep the light shining 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and on the Gulf Coast every single day, Monday through Friday. Think about that. And it's not enough to know the news. You need to know what to do with the news that you know. And how does this happen? It happens because of you saying, you know what? I do want to partner, and what we want to do is give you this gift. It's called Signs of the Lord's Returning. Are you ready? It's offer $19.99.
We appreciate your partnership. Do it today, and also talk to other people about partnering. We love hearing from you, and it's so encouraging when you call, when you write, when you send emails, when you like our Facebook page, because we know that we're not alone, and so many people are saying, listen, we understand that the answer is not in Washington, D.C., or who we elect, but the answer is Jesus. The answer is the gospel. The answer is the Lord. And together, it's a team that's coming together. We're partnering to keep the conversation light, and it's through our partnership and the stuff that we're doing together. I'm just so excited.
Yes.
And as the partners continue to come on, I mean, these are wonderful resources that you need to feed your spirit, but also that you can share the word with your family and your friends. It takes all of us, and the times are short. So we're just privileged to have this time, you know, with you guys.
This is VFN-TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I want to say this, you know, I want to thank all of our VFNTV partners who stand with us.
Yes.
It's amazing how we're standing together mm-hmm. to be able to do this. And we have so many things as just as a thank you for our, you know, your partnership. As mm-hmm. you know, we have an entire partnership area, you know,
yeah,
in regards to
very exciting.
What's available there. But today, as a matter of fact, this right now we have an offer for our VFNTV partnerships of a free gift for you for those that partner today. It is a weapon of peace. And you think about it. Jesus said in John 14:27, peace I leave with you. Peace I give to you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not be afraid. Mm. Trust in God. Think
Trust
about
in
this.
God.
That all these things that we're hearing as believers, you know, we can have peace. I mean, you look at this guy right here. I mean, you look at him kicked back and relaxed in the and this is how we should be. This is exactly how we should be. And if we don't have that peace, it's like, I have what the world has
mm-hmm.
because he gives us this peace. And so I want to encourage you. We have that available for you right now. You can call. You can go online at VFNTV.com, as you're seeing right here. You can call, go online at VFNTV.com, a partner now, or you can go till you see the mailing address. You can even mail in your
That's
gift,
right.
a gift of any size whatsoever. And this gift's available for you in DVD or CD. You request it.
And as a partner.
That is amazing.
You want to get this because you may be yeah. able to yeah. share this with somebody else. Today, so many people are struggling with anxiety and stresses and fears.
Right.
And there's nothing like the peace of God.
Right.
And you can introduce them to the Prince of Peace. So please get this. Be a part and share it with a friend.
And it's a weapon. You think about it. You know, somebody's breaking into your house. You grab a bat, you grab a gun, you grab something to protect mm-hmm. yourself. Well, here we are, and all these things taking place in the world right now. He's left us the weapon of peace. He tells us to have our feet fitted with the gospel of peace. Where we're walking and what we're doing, you got to have this peace. And this is a message that's going to really encourage you. Just want to give it to you for your partnership of any amount. Like I said, go to VFNTV.com. You can call or you can write. And join the many partners that are keeping us going. And mm-hmm. we want to keep the light shining all the way around the nation.
That's right.
And around the world.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, this is so important, Steve. Because
mm-hmm.
what we're realizing and what we're seeing and what Jonathan is explaining, Rabbi Kahn here, is that God allows a strike of terror. And he removes a hedge of protection.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, today is like, you can't get people to think, would God do that? Well, listen, everything that happens in your life, if you didn't know, is father filtered. Nothing happens without it first falling through the fingers of God.
Mm-hmm.
And so the question is, yeah, God could have stopped it. He could have. But why didn't he? And what is it I'm supposed to learn through this situation? What's going on? Why is this happening?
Yeah, when you looked at what Jonathan Cahn was talking about in regards to the leadership, how he was saying in Northern Jerusalem fell, but then they moved, and it makes a difference of having righteous leadership. It makes a difference of having a people that are acknowledging God, walking with God, as opposed to people who are openly rebelling against God.
Yeah.
And you see the difference of events, and it's just like God will allow a people to rise up to bring judgment.
Listen, you have to read your Bible. Mm-hmm. You have to look into the Word of God because you'll see it repeatedly.
Mm-hmm.
Every single time Israel would leave the ways of God, they'd go back in sin, they'd forget about the Lord, they would turn to other idols. These other nations would rise up, God would use them, and they would strike Israel and leave Israel with anything. Look at the book of Lamentations, because oftentimes we quote Lamentations 3, verses 23 and on, how great God's faithfulness is, right? But we don't understand that the first two chapters are filled with Israel. I mean, they turned mm-hmm. their back on God. I mean, verse 5, the Lord has brought her grief. The Lord has brought her grief because of her many sins. Her children have gone into exile, captive before the foe, and all the splendor has departed from the daughter of Zion. Her princesses are like deer. They find no pasture. In weakness, they have fled before their pursuer. This just goes on and on. And then finally, the writer says, but, you know, it's come to my mind that there's hope. There's hope. Why? Verse 22, Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is good to those whose hope is in him. We sing songs, great is God's faithfulness, and that his mercies are new every morning, and they are. But we have to understand what has happened prior to that.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, God is faithful. He is so good, but we want to honor him. And sometimes he will allow situations to happen in our life to wake us up, to get us out of the wrong way that we're going, so we can begin to evaluate and say, what happened? Where did I miss you, God? No matter where you find yourself today, you can wake up. You can return, and you can come back to the Lord, and he will restore everything that you lost. Listen, we want to pray with you. We encourage you. Please pray for us. Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you sit on the throne. Nothing escapes your eyes or your ears, for you are all-knowing. Lord, we thank you that you're faithful. And Father, we just repent, God. We repent on behalf of the church. We repent on behalf of ourselves, Lord, for missing you, God, for turning away from you, Lord, for the sin, Lord, for all the abortions that have taken place in our land, and we want to turn back to you. We want the hedge of protection of the Lord around our nation, around our communities, around our cities, and around our homes. Dear God, end abortion and send a third great awakening. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for joining us. We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com. On your mobile applications, you can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.
Listen, I'm telling you, there's nothing more beautiful than family. I know you may have had some difficult experiences in your natural family. A family reunion may put chills up your spine. But listen, the family of God is not like that. When you find out that you get around a family who honors their Father, who honors Father God, who have in common their loyalty to Jesus Christ and a desire to follow his ways. There's nothing like it. There's nothing like it. Listen, Vine Fellowship Network is a network of abiding churches. You may have tried everything, but it's time just to be. It's time to be the church. Maybe that's for you. Maybe you're ready to take the step and again say, you know what? I believe that I can be family, the family of God through the blood of Jesus Christ. Maybe that's for you. Go to VineFellowshipNetwork.org, VineFellowshipNetwork.org, where we're loving God, loving others, and leading others to do the same.